Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. That's the way it's supposed to be. My guest says that God has shown him that more angels have been released on planet Earth than ever before in history. Do you know why? Because we are about ready to see the greatest move of God's Spirit in the history of planet Earth. He has spent the last 10 years being trained by the Holy Spirit, studying every scripture on angels, and he's here to help you mobilize your angels. Are you interested? I'm here with Dr. Tim Sheets, and there's so many things I can talk about, but I heard about what Tim and his brother Dutch did. His father was part of the great healing revival. That was normal for him and his brother. And you literally would sweep cancers off the floor?
Yes, we were 11, 12 year old, and so Dad put us to work. And he would have, Wednesday night would be healing night, and Sunday nights also. And our job was to, when the healing lines came, there would be people with cancer or internal problems. And we actually did clean cancer up off of the floors. And also, they would bring people from the hospital or nursing homes in ambulances. And a part of our job was to get the doors open and help push people to the altars. And so we saw great miracles.
But we're living in a generation that has not seen miracles. Our young people, they're going, I like to use a Hebrew word, they're going meshuggah with what they're learning in college. I want them to go meshuggah over miracles.
The first of the year, Holy Spirit gave me this word, and it was this: you will see an increasing rise in the healing of paralysis. And it will be a sign that the paralysis in my body, his church body, is being healed. The church is being healed of the paralysis. And the sign for that, he said, is going to be the healing of paralysis in his people. All over this world today, watching this program, you talk about evangelism. Wait till someone runs out of a wheelchair, then you've got their attention. This coming generation needs to see the power of God. My generation needs to see the power. All of us need to see the power of God. This is a time to let it be activated by the Holy Spirit. Grab hold of this with your faith and say, this is for me. I'm going to activate my faith, and the paralysis is going to leave in the name of Jesus. I'm getting out of this wheelchair. I'm going to do things I couldn't do before. That's what we heard when I was growing up. They would always end with, do what you couldn't do before. Or Roberts used to say it every time, now do what you couldn't do before. I believe hundreds and thousands of people watching today can do what they could not do before if they'll just activate this promise.
I don't know what it is, but this is what I'm seeing. I'm seeing you at home. And I'm saying, if you will just jump up out of your chair, that's what I heard him say, jump up and activate what God has done for you right now. I have to take you to 2003. You had a life-changing visitation of the Holy Spirit.
Oh, absolutely.
What happened?
I was praying, Lord, give me an assignment. Where am I going? What am I supposed to be doing? And I had actually been praying about apostolic networks. And the Lord said to me, what about my angel networks? I had never thought of it. I don't know why, Sid, but I'd not ever thought about angels networking, but I thought, sure, they're not just disorganized beings. God didn't make angels to see if He could. They have a purpose. And He began to talk to me about that purpose. Why is He reactivating angels, and why does He want me to study them the way that He was asking me to study them? And then He spoke to me, and Holy Spirit said, I am going to release, and I'm going to supervise, another campaign for King Jesus on this earth, similar to Pentecost in Acts chapter 2. Only this time, I'm bringing far more of the angel armies. It was spoken to me. I thought it was out loud. I don't think it really was, but that's how bold it was. And then a few days later, I was out praying again, and I heard Him say, the greatest days in church history are not in its past. They are in its present, and they are in its future. Yeah. I'm telling you, a great move of God is beginning to unfold. And if Holy Spirit will pour out an anointing upon us that is even greater than Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, and He adds to them more of the angel armies, why can't we see a great harvest? A key to seeing that great harvest has got to be the releasing of miracles once again to get their attention. I believe that what a real evangelist would be, yes, he's going to speak the gospel, but he's got to also demonstrate the gospel. That's why we got to see people getting out of the wheelchairs and running. It was in my office a few years ago now, one of the first times angels spoke to me. And that's what angels, one of the things they do, they're messengers, so why wouldn't we think they give messages? And all over the Bible, it's the angel of the Lord said, the angel of the Lord spoke, etc. There's so many references. I was in my office on Saturday. I was studying for Sunday morning. I was the only one there. And the atmosphere of the room changed. And that came over me, and I'm like, so I put the pen down and I sat there and I said, Lord, what? What? And I just started praying, and I didn't hear anything. So I got up from my desk and I walked out into the balcony. My office is behind the balcony, and I sat and I kept praying. And as I was there, the angel of the Lord came to me. And he said, tomorrow morning, I want you, you are to declare
God's healing power is going to fall like rain on this congregation.
I'll tell you what, I want him to hold that thought, because this is absolutely amazing what he's going to share. But I believe as he shares it, that same rain is going to fall on you. We'll be right back.
Right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now and get Tim Sheets' book and four-part audio CD teaching, Angel Armies, Releasing the Warriors of Heaven. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9395. Through Bible-based revelation, combined with his dynamic personal encounters with the angelic realm, Tim Sheets invites you to experience the unseen world of heaven's mighty warriors. Through Tim Sheets' book and four-part audio CD teaching series, you will learn that as a believer in Jesus, you have at least two angels assigned to you. Understand that your angels exist to help pull out from you your potential, your God-given talents, gifts, and abilities. Understand how to tap into messenger angels who are available to help release revelation and enlightenment to you. Understand that angels are more than invisible guardians of the heavens. They are fierce soldiers commissioned to overthrow the powers of darkness. Realize that angels are given by God to assist you in fulfilling your God-given destiny and purpose. Learn how to work with these divine warriors and watch heaven's power transform your life, your region, and your world today. The book includes 303 prayer decrees, which will release God's favor and ministry from angels into your life and in the lives of the people you love and care about. Angels are being networked by God Himself and organized as an army. You are the assignment the angels have been given to rescue, minister, and assist in His destiny for your life.
Get this brand new book and the 4-CD series, Angel Armies, Releasing the Warriors of Heaven.
Don't miss out on getting Tim Sheets book and 4-part audio CD teaching, Angel Armies, Releasing the Warriors of Heaven. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9395. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9395 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Okay, we're all on the edge of our seats. Tell me about the rain.
The angel of the Lord spoke to me, this was a Saturday afternoon, and said, tomorrow declare that God's healing power is going to fall in this house today like rain. So I got up after the praise and worship when I would normally be ready to preach, and I just said,
the angel of the Lord spoke to me yesterday that I was to declare God's healing power is going to fall like rain today.
When I said that, hundreds of people fell under the power of God, just everywhere, getting healed. But the amazing miracle occurred. There was a young man. His family always pushed him in a wheelchair up to the front row in the front aisle. This young man was a part of our youth ministries, and he was on basketball team with me, softball, etc. Very athletic, but he had gone in for surgery, and the surgeon nicked his spine. So he was paralyzed from his waist down. And so they pushed him in every week, and we laid hands on him, we poured oil on him, but we still took him to the games in the wheelchair. But this day, God's healing power is going to fall like rain on this congregation. Hundreds of people fell, and I pointed over to him and I said, today, rise and walk. Sid, he started to shake, and I said, get up. And he did this. He stood up. Well, when he stood up, I did pirouettes I didn't know I could do. I jumped, I spun. Everybody's running, going, because we all knew him. He was one of us. And we had felt so bad for him. Now he's up. And the only way I could picture it is like if you would picture a mummy trying to walk like this. You know, he took a couple of steps. Well, he wasn't able to do that. And after the third step, he was loosed. And he took off running across and he jumped, and he jumped into the arms of one of our assistant pastors, totally healed. I've got pictures of him holding up the wheelchair over his head, and I got a letter from a Indian doctor. That was his doctor, that the surgeon, and he didn't say God did it. He just said, medically, this is impossible.
I like it.
There's nothing impossible with God.
I love it. I love
it. Nothing.
You told me just a few minutes ago before we got on the air that your last couple of meetings, something very unusual is happening.
The atmosphere is changing. I think all the intercession that is starting to be stirred up, the prayer movements are being reactivated. It's all coming together, and all the previous moves of the Holy Spirit, all those outpourings down through history are reserved for our times. He's going to activate all of them together at the same time.
What a time to be alive. People are moaning and groaning about bad news. We're called to give good news. This is good news. Okay, you had a visitation of the Holy Spirit, and you had your end time assignment told to you. What did he say?
I was in Indianapolis, and I was doing a spiritual warfare seminar, and through the day I was in the motel room, because I didn't speak till that night. And that day, I was just praying. I was laying on the floor of that motel room, and the presence of God came into that room so strong. And it was the first time that I saw a light being. It's the only way I know to describe this angel. It was very tall, and it's like a being of light. This is a holy moment, and for years I didn't tell anybody as how holy it was to me. And the angel of the Lord that I know now as a part of the apostolic assignment on my life said,
"You are to publicly declare you're an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ."
An apostle is a sent one that moves in signs and wonders.
Exactly.
That eliminates a lot. And what did he then reveal was your calling? What are you sent to do?
I am sent to release angel armies, part of it. And I begin to see the calling of God on my life is to build an apostolic hub where fivefold ministries can be released, where the supernatural signs, wonders, and miracles can be released, and where we have an open heaven where angels can ascend and descend. Because where that freedom is, then there can be an engagement in the culture that is totally different than just a local church. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but you could begin to affect a region.
Okay, when people hear angel, they think of these cherubim, these cute little babies with wings. Some don't think of anything. Tell me what you think of when you hear angels.
God called them holy angels and mighty angels. That's the word dunamis. Dunamis, we do get the English word dynamite from dunamis. But dunamis doesn't mean dynamite. It means the dynamite is lit. And the explosion is dunamis. Angels are beings that have the released energy of God, power from on high. They are mighty angels. They carry the anointing of the kingdom of God upon them. They carry the assignment of the Holy Spirit. They're not little cherub wimps that just float around on the clouds. No, if you ever see an angel, you almost tremble at the power that exudes off of them.
You call them warriors.
They are warriors. We don't have sissy angels. I don't have any sissy angels. I don't need any sissy angels around me. How can a sissy angel assist me? Hebrews 1:14 says the angels are ministering spirits sent to minister or assist the heirs of salvation. We don't need sissy angels assisting us. We need some mighty warriors. And God said, "I'm not giving you some wimpy army. I'm giving you a mighty army. When I speak to them, they're going to move. If they need to move demons out of the way, they'll move." Our kingdom's stronger than the dark kingdom. Our angels are stronger.
All right, your angels are that strong. Your angels do these things.
Everybody's angels are.
You got that? Does everybody have an angel?
Everyone has at least two angels assigned to them from birth, at least two. And that's not to mention ministry angels that are assigned.
Can we release these angels ourselves?
Absolutely. Your obedience to the scriptures helps release them. Of course, Psalms 103, verse 20 is a strong key. Angels hearken to the voice of God's word. When we declare what God says, the Hebrew text says they come to attention. You want to get the angels' attention? Start declaring what God says. Now, don't give your angels whiplash, you know, and say, "Here's what God says," and then 10 minutes later say, "Well, nothing going to work." You know, I don't know if angels stand around and talk to one another the way you might think, but I've often wondered if they say, "You know, my guy doesn't know what he wants. He puts me on assignment and then he takes it away." No.
I have to ask you this question, yeah, because we're going to have to take a break. Are there many angels here? What's going on in this atmosphere?
You mean right now?
Right this second.
There's healing angels all over this room right now. Yes.
So that means when we come back, people, there's going to be an explosion of healing?
Oh, sure. Because
Okay. Don't go away. You don't want to miss this Holy Ghost explosion.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
If you love watching our It's Supernatural TV program, you can now watch hundreds of archive programs online, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on your computer, your smartphone, your iPad, or your favorite tablet.
ISN will be the vehicle to equip you to being normal, normal as defined by the Bible.
Just log on to SidRoth.org/ISN.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
I am so looking forward to this segment. 2013, you had a vision. What happened?
I began to see like old oil wells where the boom comes down and back up. Probably people have seen them. Only it wasn't the iron beam of the oil well. It was angels. They were doing this. And I saw it several days, and I said, Holy Spirit, what are you trying to tell me? And he said, the angels are pumping the old healing wells, and they are pumping new wells. And you will now see an increase in healing and miracles all over the world as the angels are beginning to pump those old healing wells. And you would ask, what is happening in this room right now? Those angels are here, and they're pumping those old healing wells.
I can feel them.
The atmosphere is here, absolutely. They're pumping because we've made decrees like the one you ask. Oh, when are we going to see the great miracles like we saw in the healing movement? Right. We're going to see them right now. We'll see some today, no question about it, because the angels are beginning to partner and assist the decrees of the saints that have been saying, Lord, we want to see your power. We want to see miracles. We want to see our sick healed again. And the angels are pumping those old healing wells.
Okay. When someone, tell me what's happening in the invisible world when someone makes a decree. Give me an example of a decree and explain to me what's going on in the invisible world.
Well, we're told that when you make a decree, it's established, Job said, and angels hearken to the voice of that decree. So in a sense, you are releasing an assignment to angels when you make a decree.
And if we don't make a decree?
Well, the way the Holy Spirit said it to me was, idle words, idle angels. You don't engage them. Yeah, you've got to engage them.
We have to make a decree.
And the greatest time when angels are activated is prayer time. Lord, we believe what your word said. The prophetic word was you're going to release the healing angels throughout the earth. I pray, God, for those today that are sick in body, even incurable diseases. We know there's nothing incurable where you're concerned. And we declare any time that you've done anything for anyone, we believe you'll do it for them, Lord. You're no respecter of persons. Let the wheelchairs become empty, Lord. Let cancers begin to drop to the floor like I saw as a young child. Lord, I pray that those that have been crippled with arthritis, that their bones would begin to crack and loose so that they can move again, Lord. We pray, God, that you would begin to heal in the area of relationships. Brokenness, so many brokenhearted people, Lord, their homes broken, their hearts broken over children, or their heart has been broken over a marital situation. But release the healing power of our great King Jesus that took stripes on his back to seal a covenant of healing and miracles. We declare, Lord, miracles be. Miracles happen all over in this room today. Let miracles begin to happen. It is time for the release of the angel armies and healing angels to go and release signs and wonders and miracles along with the church under the supervision of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name.
It's It's time for you to stop feeling sorry for yourself. It's time to stop looking back. It's time to look forward to the greatest move of God's Spirit in the history of planet Earth.
Yes.
Tim Sheets was commissioned by God to study the Holy Scriptures to understand every aspect of the angelic realm. God revealed to him what angels are and how they operate. What he has learned transformed his own life and ministry. Now he wants to impart supernatural keys on how you can activate armies of angels on your behalf. Call now and get Tim Sheets' book and four-part audio CD teaching, Angel Armies, Releasing the Warriors of Heaven. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9395.
Angels are messengers. They can give us messages. Angels circle us to protect us. If you're bound, they can bring deliverance. They can bring release and strategy to you. They can protect you.
Through Bible-based revelation, combined with his dynamic personal encounters with the angelic realm, Tim Sheets invites you to experience the unseen world of heaven's mighty warriors. Through Tim Sheets' book and four-part audio CD teaching series, you will learn that as a believer in Jesus, you have at least two angels assigned to you. Understand that your angels exist to help pull out from you your potential, your God-given talents, gifts, and abilities. Understand how to tap into messenger angels who are available to help release revelation and enlightenment to you. Understand that angels are more than invisible guardians of the heavens. They are fierce soldiers commissioned to overthrow the powers of darkness. Realize that angels are given by God to assist you in fulfilling your God-given destiny and purpose. Learn how to work with these divine warriors and watch heaven's power transform your life, your region, and your world today. The book includes 303 prayer decrees, which will release God's favor and ministry from angels into your life and in the lives of the people you love and care about.
There are parts of your destiny that you will not reach without angel assistance. God planned it that way. He made you in such a way that you would need the release of angel assistance.
You will clearly understand that angels are being networked by God Himself and organized as an army. You are the assignment the angels have been given to rescue, minister, and assist in His destiny for your life.
I can't wait for these warriors to start fighting on your behalf. You are an heir of salvation, and they are sent to serve you according to the Bible. Get this brand new book and the 4-CD series, Angel Armies, Releasing the Warriors of Heaven.
Don't miss out on getting Tim Sheets' book and 4-part audio CD teaching, Angel Armies, Releasing the Warriors of Heaven. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9395. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9395 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural, my guest has found the mystery of the Hiram Code. This is the key to extreme favor. Anyone here interested in extreme favor?